From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama is in Nairobi making his first trip to the Kenyan countryside as a president. Earlier today, he addressed the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, where he announced new financial initiatives for international entrepreneurs.
Mr. Obama quickly got down to business.
Today, I am proud to announce that not only did we make our goal, we surpassed it. We secured more than $1 billion in new commitments from banks, foundations, philanthropists, all to support entrepreneurs like you.
This is the sixth Global Entrepreneurship Summit, an annual event started by Mr. Obama. More than 1,000 entrepreneurs are attending the event, many of them from Africa.
This is our first Global Entrepreneurship Summit in sub-Saharan Africa. We wanted to come here. I wanted to be here because Africa is on the move.
President Obama is spending 2 days in Kenya. He next heads to Ethiopia, where he will hold bilateral talks and meet with the leadership of the African Union. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party says it now considers the three-year-long ceasefire agreement with Ankara to be officially over. That announcement just hours after Turkish warplanes struck the group's military bases in northern Iraq late Friday. The announcement was carried on the pro-PKK ANF news site and blames Ankara while accusing the Turkish government of unilaterally terminating the agreement with its latest raids. On Friday, Turkish warplanes pounded the Islamic State positions in Syria, marking a significant shift in Ankara's position on how to deal with militants in Syria and Iraq. Turkish media are also reporting a U.S. agreement for a no-fly zone over northern Syria to protect rebels seeking to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. officials are formally denying any such agreement. And U.S. officials are also denying a report by the Wall Street Journal that the Obama administration will order the release of Jonathan Pollard. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if American lawmakers vote down a deal on Iran's nuclear program, it would give Iran the green light to develop a nuclear bomb. Speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, Mr. Kerry said congressional rejection of the deal would undermine President Obama's ability to act worldwide.
I mean, it's a repudiation of President Obama's initiative and a statement that when the Executive Department negotiates, doesn't mean anything anymore, because we have 535 secretaries of state.
Congress has just over 50 days to reject or accept the Iran nuclear deal. President Barack Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that doesn't endorse the pact. It would require a two-thirds majority in both houses to override a presidential veto. The U.S. military says it has killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan. The Pentagon confirmed Abu Khalil al-Sudani, a high-ranking member of the al-Qaeda Operations Commandership, was killed by a U.S. airstrike in Paktika Province July 11th. Colonel Pat Ryder is a spokesperson for the U.S. Central Command.
The death of al-Sudani denies al-Qaeda a well-connected, proven operational planner and leader. And so certainly this will, at least temporarily, disrupt their ability to conduct attacks.
The Pentagon described al-Sudani as head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operations, adding he was directly linked to plotting attacks on U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. The U.S. State Department is asking U.S. citizens not to stand armed guard at military recruiting offices. There was an attack recently on a recruiting center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that killed five servicemen, and since then, Americans have been flocking to recruiting stations around the country to protect military personnel. The statement followed an incident at one recruiting center in Ohio in which a volunteer guard accidentally discharged his rifle. The Obama administration is expanding training of Ukrainian security forces in their fight against Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
This is going to be small unit training conducted by U.S. Army Europe for the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense personnel to help strengthen Ukraine's internal defense capabilities. It's similar, quite frankly, to our ongoing training of the National Guard, which we announced, I think, last March.
Toner says the new training will take place in western Ukraine near the border with Poland and continues the focus from the U.S. on non-lethal aid with no plans to provide any weapons. European regulators have given a green light to a prospective new malaria vaccine, setting it on the path to possible licensing, assessment, and benefits for people worldwide. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.